The Gardener's Gossip Club by Don Nicholas. At the center of Emily Greenleaf's bustling village, there was a rather unique club that met beneath the boughs of the old oak tree. This extraordinary gathering was known as the Gardener's Gossip Club, and it was no ordinary club, for it was composed of talking animals, each of whom had a penchant for sharing the latest news and hearsay from the community garden. The club was headed by Matilda the Squirrel, who was always impeccably groomed and held the club's unofficial title of Chief Gossiper. With a gleam in her eye, she could spin tales of the most fantastical happenings, much to the amusement of the club's members. There was Benny the Blue Jay, who perched on the highest branch, acting as the lookout, ensuring that no one else could eavesdrop on their discussions. Then there was Lola, the ladybug, with her spotted wings and a voice like a tiny bell, who was the club's official timekeeper. One sunny afternoon, the club's meeting was interrupted by a rather disheveled-looking mole named Monty. Monty had been digging away as usual, creating tunnels and burrows, when he had overheard something that piqued his curiosity. In his haste to reach the club, Monty had dirt smeared all over his furry face and tiny glasses, but he couldn't contain his excitement. "Everyone! You won't believe what I heard!" Monty exclaimed, nearly out of breath. "The old oak tree is in danger! It's going to be cut down, and all of us will lose our homes!" Gasps and chattering filled the air as the animals exchanged worried glances. Matilda, always one to seize upon any piece of juicy gossip, began to spin a tale about the horrors that would befall them if their beloved tree were felled. The club members listened, fearfully envisioning the impending disaster. News of the old oak tree's impending doom spread like wildfire, even beyond the garden's boundaries. Soon, every creature in the vicinity was in a state of panic. Birds twittered, butterflies flitted about, and even the wise old tortoise gathered his shelled friends to discuss what to do. The townsfolk had heard about the dire news as well and were deeply saddened by the impending loss of the ancient tree. They gathered around the garden, bringing shovels and saws, determined to save it. But just as they were about to start their work, a wise old squirrel named Samuel arrived, who had heard about the situation. He had an air of authority about him, and the club members regarded him with awe. Samuel approached the townsfolk and shared a different story. "The old oak tree is not in danger," Samuel declared. "I have lived here for many seasons, and I can assure you that it is healthy and strong. There must be some misunderstanding." Confusion rippled through the crowd, and soon enough, a discussion began. Monty, with a sheepish look, confessed that he might have misunderstood what he had heard while burrowing through the ground. It turned out that a new tree was going to be planted near the old oak, not cut down. The community garden was to be expanded, not destroyed. The relief that washed over the garden's residents was palpable. The club members realized the consequences of spreading rumors without verifying the facts. They had caused unnecessary worry and fear. The tale of the mole who talked too much became a lesson for all, not just for the club members, but for the entire garden. It taught them the importance of verifying information and not jumping to conclusions. The story spread throughout the town and became a source of laughter and reflection, reminding everyone that gossip could sometimes lead to wild and unfounded tales. And so, beneath the protective branches of the old oak tree, the Gardener's Gossip Club continued to meet, sharing news, stories, and laughter, but now with a newfound wisdom about the consequences of spreading rumors. They knew that the real wonder was in the power of understanding and truth, and that sometimes a little fact-checking could save the day.